The experiment used mice, blind mice.
There are many three blind mice jokes that come with this, but I'll refrain.
That's Russ Van Gelder, a professor of ophthalmology at the University of Washington. His research team showed you can inject a certain compound into the eyes of a blind mouse whose photoreceptors have actually died, and it will act like it can see. It reacts to bright light. Its pupils dilate and shrink. It tries to navigate using its eyes. Van Gelder doesn't know how it would look through the eyes of a human who has lost his eyesight.
My best guess is that this compound would give such a person a good sense of what their environment looks like. That is, where the walls are and where the ground is and where the large structures are.
It'll take years of testing in dogs and monkeys before they can tell if the person would get sharp vision or just see blurry outlines. The type of blindness in the mice is similar to what happens to people with macular degeneration and a few other diseases. For the most common type of macular degeneration, there are currently no treatments. A Seattle company called Acucela is testing a drug that would slow down the vision loss, but nothing can restore eyesight once it's lost. Van Gelder and partners in California believe their chemical could change that. This new chemical doesn't bring the dead cells back to life. Instead, it hijacks nearby cells that normally just relay messages from the back of the eye to the brain. The chemical allows those cells to detect light. If it does make it to humans, they'll probably need to wear special glasses or goggles, along with having a time-release drug capsule. The research was just published in the journal Neuron. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.